Okay, you know that feeling, like we're not a poodle. We're not as young.
Loathing.
As we, loathing. Close, actually. Loathing. We're not as close. Are we not? We're not as old or as young as we used to be.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Remember how like certain things you could eat when you were young and you'd be fine, and then like Taco Bell. If I eat Taco Bell now, it makes this feeling of my stomach.
The first bite isn't bad.
No, the first bite, that's great. You are really setting, the you don't even know bite, what I want to talk about, but you were setting it up.
The first bite isn't bad. The first bite is good, and there's like a thrill.
Yes.
And then you take three bites, and you're like, I don't even want this anymore.
But then you have to finish it.
Yeah,
because you paid for it.
You paid for it.
So then you have like kind of a, like instead of a kidney stone, but like a rocky ball in your stomach that's just spinning. You don't know whether you want to shit or throw up.
Yeah, I've been there.
That is exactly how I felt when I saw Brian on my screen again, because we didn't see him last week.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
You remembered everything that comes with him. That's exactly kind of what happened. We took the first bite. This is someone in a wheelchair. We've never had this before.
This is great. He seems kind of cute.
The first bite was interesting. Mm-hmm. This was new. Uh-huh. The second bite, immediate turnoff. But we were still trying to give him the benefit of the doubt a little bit. Mm-hmm. The third bite was nauseating.
And now we got ourselves here and we're going to have to eat it.
And we paid for it and we're going to have to gum down that burrito. It's 3 a.m. and it's the only thing open. And we're a little drunk.
Yeah.
The first bite tastes so good.
I know.
And then it's just like, you're three bites in and you're like, well, I might as well finish it.
Yeah.
What is that? We should just throw it out the window.
Not litter.
Throw it to an unhoused person. Just right here. Here, take
that.
This.
Give it away.
And then they'll take a bite and they'll go, oh, this is delicious. The second bite's like, nope. Bad. This is bad. That is kind of where I feel like. I'm like, Ryan shows up and I'm like, oh, fuck.
That's what I did. Y'all probably did too, because this is Reality Gaze. I'm Maddie. That's Poodle. And this is 90 Day Fiance before the 90 days.
Catch 22.
This is season 7, episode 12, our part 2.
Because this is in relation to Catch 22.
Because we're gay men who can't keep things short and we talk long about things. So we have to do it in 2 episodes. We don't apologize.
The show's also 2 fucking hours.
We're not apologizing.
I don't apologize.
We don't want to apologize.
Did you ever read Joseph Heller's Catch 22?
I have not.
I didn't either. I have not read it. I think I saw the movie with the guy from Girls. He looked hot in it.
Is it like a thriller, romance? It's a
military film.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm shocked you haven't watched it based off the porn that I've seen on your computer after we do our watch-alongs. There's a lot of active duty on Poodle's computer. We do want to remind people, go to our Instagram, y'all, because I don't remember which. It might have been a Patreon show or an RG Plus show, but we talked about the story of Grandma Hazel at my sister cousin's second wedding and her dyeing her hair black.
I was sent that, and it was amazing.
I found a picture from my sister because we blocked out their faces. But anyway, go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Pod, and you can see this picture.
This was all inspired by Charles L's dramatic hair transformation.
Yes,
It was our bachelorette, Golden Bachelorette podcast. Yes. Yeah. If you're wondering where it was.
Yeah, that's where it was.
Because I said it was Grandma Hazel at the wedding hair.
It was. And it was.
Because y'all, the bitch had blonde hair.
Yeah.
And then just what made her decide to dye it? Did she ever tell anyone?
I'd have to ask Aunt Peggy or Aunt Darla about that.
Mental illness?
I mean, a bit of that. I mean, like my cousin Kelly said, when I said, what did your mom and Aunt Darla say, because her mom's Aunt Peggy, and she said, oh, you know, because that's when they were talking. And she's like, oh, you know the sisters. They immediately like, uh-oh, she's on one. Get out the way.
Can you imagine?
Oh,
just
yeah.
Like, just your whole life is just, you're preparing for your mother to do another crazy-ass thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's not too far-fetched. Never mind. I had nothing like that. But yeah.
It's not, you know, when someone has a mental illness, ironically, if someone's medicated and responsible, you know.
Well, that's treated. That's
treated.
That's illness is being treated.
Yeah.
Grandma mental illness.
Grandma Hazel never talked to anyone. Never took a pill. I don't even think she liked to take, finally when she had cancer, she would take stuff. But she didn't even like to take ibuprofen before. Wouldn't do it. She would take a little swig of Pepto-Bismol and chase it with a Dr. Pepper when she had heartburn.
Because Dr. Pepper's great.
Oh.
The sugar and the carbonation just does it up.
So, anyway.
Do we have any announcements besides?
I should say this now that Thanksgiving and Christmas are coming. I know about hot Dr. Pepper. Y'all are going to see posts about it, and you're all going to send it to me. That's wonderful. It's good, but I already know about it, so you don't need to send it to me. Thank you, though.
I like it. We have to put an embargo on these things.
No, it's not an embargo. I just don't want people, but because then I'm not getting to messages from other people. But if you made it in your home, let me know what you think, or you can post it on our Dr. Pepper thread on the Sissy Squad.
Because there's too many Dr. Pepper submissions.
They really should be sponsoring us at this point.
I kind of agree. Why? I blame you for this.
You know what? I do blame myself for this.
Yep.
It's a failure.
Y'all, our YouTube Live is on the 24th of November. You're hearing this on Monday.
When we met in 1938, it was November.
What is that?
It's from Damn Yankees. When I said that I would be his mate, was December.
You have such crystal clear memories of this show, which is never done. Do you know why? It's an almost entirely male cast, except for
sounds great to me.
Two or three women.
What's wrong with that?
Do you know how hard of a cast that is?
Oh, yeah. And they all have to be guy dancers.
Yes.
Yes. It's a very... Yeah.
I just like, why do you have such crystal clear memories of this show?
Because we did it. We did it. In Ardmore Little Theater.
With Vicky Jalona.
Yeah, it's Vicky.
Was she Lola?
No. Vicky, I don't think Vicky was in the show. She just directed it.
Lola dance?
Carolyn Fiala was the mother that I just talked about.
These names all sound like they're made up.
No. She is the one who went to our church. The one who did the handwriting analysis when we were seniors.
Yes.
Yes. What was the name of the business she started? I forgot it. It was called...
It was something ridiculous and I told you were lying.
No, it was... Oh, God. It's something like... I completely blanking, but it was really funny. It was something like whatever. She did handwriting analysis. Y'all.
Again, a pseudoscience.
Yeah. She broke out and tried to do it. Well, Sissy's kind
of. No. We've talked about this before. Handwriting analysis is a science. That's handwriting.
I can't think of the name of the business. It just flew through my head. It was a really funny name. It was really clever.
Okay.
Anyway.
Riveting, riveting.
But she was the wife.
Yes, the wife. Who sings 6 months out of every year.
Because that's the beginning of that song I just sang. And isn't she's married to Shoeless Joe and then he has an affair with Lola, right?
Quasi. Joe is transformed to a younger version of himself.
Yes. Oh, yes. Lola was played by Jennifer. What was her last name? But she was younger.
I don't care.
She had a beautiful voice. She could dance. And she worked at the Ardmoreite. And she's the reason that I got on the Ardmoreite Youth Council. And we wrote articles every
what
month
the
for the
Ardmoreite?
Paper.
Ardmoreite.
It's the paper. The Ardmoreite. Yeah.
That's hard to say, Ardmoreite.
Well, that's what someone is called, an Ardmoreite. I mean, I technically lived in Lone Grove, and that's called a Lone Grovite.
It's not.
It is. Yeah, it's called
a Lone Grover.
Well, we call ourselves Grovers, but it is a Lone Grovite. But they should change it to Grovers. It just makes sounds better.
So stupid.
Anyway. Anyway,
let's move on.
What was the name of that business? It's going to drive me crazy.
The reason why I was saying it, you already waylaid us and we're in our announcements. The reason I was saying that, because I had to know what that was from.
Yes.
It's partially my fault.
Yes.
We are doing a YouTube Live for an hour on November 24th, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, and we have big news. We have a big new announcement. Our big opening.
Mm-hmm.
Our show.
You know, Carolyn Fiala died at like 55 from cancer too. Just took her sudden.
Okay. Great.
Anyway.
It seems like, remember, there's a lot of petroleum in your town.
Yeah, there's a lot of petroleum in our town. Yeah.
It's a tire factory.
We're like that Simpson town. We're like Springfield.
Yeah. There's just like just oil comes up from the ground.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of petroleum. A lot of petroleum. Anyway.
Why don't you
find out what the name of that business is?
It was something like it's like something with hands. I cannot remember it. Oh, Hand to God. That's what it was called. Hand to God.
It was kind of religious as well.
Well, yeah. She was Catholic. We went to the church with her, yeah.
Of course, because if you're Catholic, everything goes with religion.
Her son was hot. I wonder where he is now.
Somewhere mourning his dead mother?
Okay. You know what? We should be talking about Brian. Any other announcements?
I think the YouTube Live and
Under the Skirt. Yeah,
I think that's it.
I think that is it. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. Ooh, I'm excited for Napa. I've never been. Have you been to Napa?
I have been to Napa.
Oh, did you go with a gentleman?
I did.
Did he pay for it?
No.
Well, then you and I are doing it wrong because I'm going with my best friend and my sister-in-law.
We went Dutch. Like it was, we paid for it both.
I'm worried about having a headache the whole time because wine can give me a headache.
Just spit it out.
Huh?
Just spit out the wine.
What? Why won't you drink the alcohol?
You're not
supposed to drink it?
No. Well, you're supposed to spit it out, but no one does. What I would suggest to you is drink a lot of water. Go in between water and wine. Always have water with you.
All right.
And just don't drink so much of it. Taste it instead of drinking it by the goblets. The problem is you can't stop yourself, especially when you get around people who are drinking. You're the worst at that.
I am, no, look, Kettle Black here. We need to move on before the lightning strikes.
I know where my limit is.
Have I ever fallen asleep on a bar in drag?
That was years ago. It only happened once. You only fall asleep on a bar in drag once.
When?
Brian and Ingrid.
Brian and Ingrid. Ingrid and Brian.
Uncle Brian just turns my stomach, doesn't it? For you?
I don't like it.
Yeah, so...
And it creeped me out with him giving the kid a gift again.
That's just so
like
weird.
He's like, come here, give me a hug. And I'm like, stop trying to make fetch happen.
You know what I have when people say, give me a hug when it's a child. I'm just like,
talked about
that. My body is my body.
I think it's worth bringing up again, but yes.
There is no reason you need to not. Here we go. Childless gay men telling you how to parent. Another segment. There is no reason why you need to make your child hug anybody.
No.
That is, nope.
No, Poodle looks very stern right now. And if you want to see his face, we should mention you can watch this episode of this podcast on our top tier that's available on Supercast and Patreon.
I have a shirt on that says, ironically, men shouldn't make laws regarding women's bodies. But that's timely. I think... What I was talking about though is just people did that to me my whole young life. Is I would have to go and now I have issues with hugging because I had to do it so much. I had to, and so let your kids decide. That's my suggestion.
I always loved hugging women because they were so soft and I could smell their perfume. That's how I learned about perfumes.
It's because you were so desperate for any type of affirmation.
Well, I would just hug them. No, that didn't really happen more until I got in high school when my parents got divorced, when I developed codependent. When I was just young, I just loved women. I just wanted to be around them.
Would you hug men? Though, did you hug uncles and stuff like that?
I loved hugging my Uncle Andy because he always, I don't know what cologne he always wore, but I loved it.
So it was all so scent-based.
I liked the, I've loved scents since I was a little kid. Yes.
Since I was a kid.
Since I was a kid.
No, I just didn't like to be, I didn't like my body to be, my body was mine and I did not feel like it was.
That's how I learned about White Diamonds was from my Aunt Cheryl.
Something every red-blooded American boy learns about eventually. You know, every boy has their story of when they learned about white diamonds. What a moment for you.
True.
So they are going to Recife, or Recife, they keep calling it.
Looks beautiful.
I think it is. Oh, it does look gorgeous. Because basically they've already seen all the places in her hometown and she's like, and y'all, she's got her stuff together right now because she's getting a free vacation.
She is.
And she is just going to hold off having sex for as long as possible.
Long as possible.
Good
remember,
move.
Y'all, good. Remember, was it a week or maybe 2 weeks ago when he met her mother and it did not go good?
Has it been that long?
We did not see them last week. I feel like it might have been 2 weeks since we've seen them. It feels like
I'm talking about not on the show.
It was
the day before.
Yeah.
He's picking her up and she's like, yeah, with my mom, it's fine. The only person that we're close to was Italo's father, my ex-husband. He was kind of like a son to my dad. And he's like, ooh. Yeah, and she wouldn't even look at me. Not good. But she's like, but you know what? I do what I want to do. If I want to get married, if I want to have a church wedding or a civil wedding, it doesn't matter. I don't need their approval. Bullshit. Because your parents are controlling in your life, and I guarantee you, you say that now, but they tell you to still do a lot of stuff because you're not married now. Yeah.
What does she do for work again? We always forget.
I cannot remember.
We don't remember.
I cannot remember.
No.
It wasn't a big part of her story, though.
No, it wasn't. I asked that because we don't know if her parents help her out financially.
No, I do think her parents probably help her out financially. She does have her own place. She seems like she has help, but I don't know if child support is a thing that's helpful. Probably not by the youngest one.
I don't know.
Because she doesn't even, I don't know if that father's not in her life. It does seem like the parents were so protective. I don't know how she got out enough to have two children.
Oh, I forgot she has two children.
Yeah, she has two kids. The oldest, the one is older though. And the, we haven't seen him.
Maybe that father doesn't want that kid to be on camera.
Probably that kid. Yeah.
By the way, here's some advice. If someone from any reality show wants your kid to be on camera, say no.
I think it's a good plan. It's a good plan. Yeah. Unless you're like a really interesting child.
We would have been amazing.
I would have loved to have done it.
We would have been great reality stars, and we would have been dead by the time we were 20.
Probably. Yeah, I would have gotten into drugs.
Yeah.
Even more than I did.
Yeah, you would really, you'd be like Drew Barrymore at Club 54. You'd be at the fucking Mickey's when you were 14.
If drugs were widely available and they were everywhere, holy shit. Yeah. If I would have grown up in like New York City, going to like Studio 54 and things, or like been like a club kid or something like that. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Things would be very different.
Very different.
So, you know, she's got her own hotel room, she said. And so he's staying at the accessible apartment that he's in. Because she said, I want privacy and space. I'm like, this is good for her. She's got her own room. Now she's got to play defense with his hands for a couple of days. just
basically,
bat him,
yes.
bat him away. Mm-hmm. I've been there when they're too old and they smell bad. And you're like, oh, I don't want to do this. If I can play defense for like 5 days, I can have a free trip.
What are some poodle tactics that you give some people some hints besides what are some excuses or what are some things you can say to like keep them off, keep them at bay?
I say, I'm on my period.
Oh, okay. What if they say,
usually don't understand that. But
you say that as a man.
I said, don't ask me about my body.
Oh, okay.
I know my body.
Okay. Okay.
Some other things you can say are
because some men that doesn't bother them with women.
That's so true. And then I go to I'm possessed by a demon who I need to wait 4 more days when the moon isn't full.
Ah.
Fully. And then then I can have sex with you, and then I'll just complain about a stomachache the night before.
Oh.
Because some would be okay with being possessed by demonic possession sex, but I would say that I might slash their throat because that's what the demon tells me to do. See, I got a million of them.
I'm sorry I asked. Let's move on.
But yeah, you just gotta like a tennis player, you just gotta pop their hands away. Just bat them like a cat.
A piano cat. Exactly.
Yeah, just pop their hands away. You too can get that free vacation.
You too.
Having a private room, though, you'd need that. It's really tough otherwise.
This was a great move.
Yeah. So she's like, he's disappointed because he wants, like the creepy is, like, I want intimacy. I hope she grows comfortable enough to stay with me. And so you think that, I don't know how long they're there, but I'm like, so maybe he won't pressure her the very next day. Nope. Later on, he's at her hotel, and he's like, it was really a bummer to sleep alone last night. I hope she stays with me tonight. And then she's like, he wants to ride bike. She's like, do I just pull him? And I went, I don't think that's what's going to happen. But it is.
But
he just ropes out his belt and attaches it to a bike.
And she says, I really like that he navigates the world and looks at it differently and figures things out. And he kind of can MacGyver this. And I think this is a resilient thing. And I love, whereas I just thought this is really dangerous.
I thought it was dangerous too. It also felt like he was saying, he's like, yeah. And trust me, I'm going to give you everything you need. But I am getting older, and I'm going to need a partner to help me do some stuff. And I know what he's saying is, nurse, come help me, please.
I mean,
he needs a fucking nurse, y'all.
He is. It's not that I fault him for thinking about this, but do you think it's a good thing that he's bringing this up now so early? Or maybe he's doing... I don't love him, but I'm not. I don't want to judge him about this because I'm not in a wheelchair, so I have no. So, but my instinct.
I see what your point is. Yeah.
So I'm asking this not in a judgmental way, in an actual curious way. Like, what is does he lead with it because he's been in relationships before that he waited longer, and then when people got to know that about him, they left?
I think I would have a lot more patience with things like this if he wasn't a motherfucking creep.
It's that. It's hard for me to guess, because isn't he still married? Haven't we heard that? Or he's not fully divorced yet?
I don't know if that's going to come out soon, or certain things. You know, he hasn't told her a lot. We also learned that he's married. He's been married 3 times, and she doesn't know that before.
He's telling her that next episode.
Yeah.
And he said on a thing, I never lied to her. It just never came up. And I went, That's a fucking, y'all. And it never came up that he was married to other Brazilian women. What a creep.
It is a fucking creep. That he's like, when you love someone, you do what you need to get through thick and thin. And I'm not sure that that's in her. And I went, the nerve judgmental.
Yes. When you love someone, you set them free.
When you love someone.
Is that, who is that? Sting?
I love someone.
Is that Sting?
I don't know.
I think that's Sting who sings that song. Oh, well.
I'm going to have to look it up.
Okay. Alexa, who sings that song, When You Love Someone, Set Them Free?
What did it say? It's Sting. It is Sting.
It is. Alexa, stop.
Alexa, stop.
From 1985.
Wow.
Look at that.
I'm sure that was great for everybody.
That was wonderful. Everybody else knew, and they just sat here watching.
I think that's my favorite part of our show, where just to feel the audience sitting, waiting for us to find the answer.
Yeah. It happens at the live shows. It just happens at the live shows too, and we can feel that we're losing you.
Yeah, I can feel it now.
But they're gone.
They're gone. Let's move on to Vanya and Bojo. So she, I gotta mention this right off, because it was I don't know if you caught this, but I laughed like a fool. He's like, I feel bad because we haven't had the most romantic time. It's confusing because online we just clicked, like Fred and Barney, Bullwinkle and Rocky, Thelma and Louise. I went, none of those were romantic partners.
None of those were romantic. And the last one drove off a cliff together holding hands. I'm sorry, spoiler alert.
Which was kind of the closest to romantic partners,
to be fair. But it made
Rocky is Bullwinkle's sidekick. That is not how you want to click with someone.
Hey boy, would you like to suck my dick, my moose dick?
Sure, Bullwinkle.
Oh boy.
This is a weird area.
This is a weird area. Yes. Fred and it could be argued.
Bon.
Hello, I mean
Fred. Hello, Fred. Hello, Fred.
I don't think Fred Flintstone, he didn't slide off that dinosaur's dick and our tail and onto Barney's dick.
No, they did not. None of these people had physical chemistry.
No, they weren't fucked by that dinosaur who did the dishes that always would say
it's
your
face. It's a living.
We really ruin everything. That reminds me, we had some, because I feel like we've talked about it in several episodes, and maybe somebody just listened to it, but we already had one episode where we were talking about, because Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is coming back on cable this year, and I
you
posted
mean cable
it
the, or you mean network television?
On network on I'm sorry okay. on like ABC I think, and I posted in the squad how we ruined it. I can't remember, and Sissy Eliza suggested there's an episode where we kind of talk about it. We go into it, but then you spill your vodka everywhere. This is before Christina used to edit the shows, and it's off the rails, y'all. It is off the rails. But it is.
No, we've talked about it for at length.
But we talked about it a bit. But there was an episode where we really talked about like Rudolph. We went into graphic, and I can't remember that episode. If anybody remembers, let us know.
So it's not the one she suggested.
We had a little bit in that one. We'll put that episode, if you want to listen to it, we'll put it in the show notes.
It's got to be sometime near Christmas, because that's I would bring it up then.
I don't remember.
It is so fucking queer coded that, y'all, it's not even a joke.
I felt, I don't know, maybe I'm remembering something, because we didn't talk about it that much. But we did, I thought there was an episode where we really, or maybe I'm confusing it when we ruined Frosty.
That I went off on too. That especially, it's, that especially was really disturbing and off-putting to me as a child because how Frosty sacrificed himself for the girl.
We don't have time for this right now.
Type of like Babylonian fertility ritual.
As you say, I'm begging you, please, we need to move on. Okay.
So she is telling her cousin, Sanella. About what's going on. And she's like, you know, he gave me a plant, but I don't know. He said he doesn't have romantic attraction to me. And y'all, the cousin's jaw just drops like ours was. And this is hard because I wrote this down too. Y'all, Vanya is so Darcy coded. I'm going to start calling her Daria.
There's a lot of dark. I mean, we talked about last week how we both were surprised he said something, and good on him that he said something. But the more I've thought about it, and also then seeing how his three friends, y'all,
I know how they bust his balls and how they're kind of like, what are you doing with him?
And I went, oh no, this guy's a schmuck.
He doesn't know how to talk to women either.
But like, I think he's a bit either of a player or...
I think it's the opposite.
Or like I said, he's still into his ex-girlfriend.
It's that, and I just think he has absolutely no game at all. And he doesn't know how to talk with women.
So, exactly. So, Sanella is like, she says, look, she's like, I know you have a connection. She's like, but she brings a point that we haven't seen a lot. She reminds us he's been hot and cold this entire relationship.
Inconsistent, yeah.
Yeah. And that, and we forget, y'all, it was only 2 months ago that he ghosted her and went back together with his ex-girlfriend.
Yep.
The way he talks about it earlier, he talked about it like, oh, it's done, like it was 2 years ago.
Yeah. This guy doesn't seem to have a lot of room in his life for other people.
I agree.
Like it seems like all he's concerned about is basketball and American television and film.
And also after the episode, he's giving me "I want to be on TV" vibes.
Is he?
Yeah. Every one of his references are about television. Well, I think this guy wants to be famous.
It's the because he's been obsessed with this kind of American media.
I guarantee you, if he hasn't already, he is going to do stand-up comedy after this.
Oh, you're right. You're totally right.
He's going to do this. It's going to be about being a short basketball player.
So anyway, later on, she is still meeting his friends.
Mating.
Well, she's like, that's a good sign, right? And I'm like, oh, Darcy. And she said, I've been hurt so many times, and I'm always walk away heartbroken. Choose yourself, Varya. Daria. So she's trying to find her outfit, and again with the pink eye makeup. Y'all, she's already made her decision because she matches her makeup with her outfits. She already knows she's wearing the pink.
A lot. I mean, again,
What do you think of it? What are your honest things about it? I think some people can make it work. It's a little too much for me. Too theatrical.
You know, it's hard because I really like her as a person. Yeah. And we had a great. It's not good for us to
She's
meet these
lovely
people.
She's a lovely
person. Because then I feel bad when I read them.
I don't at all.
Yeah, no, you don't. But she puts it on well, but I think it just... And she has beautiful eyes and beautiful features. Like, honestly, I bet she probably looks the most beautiful whenever she just wears...
Without makeup or a little bit of makeup.
Or like a skin tint with a little bit of eye mascara, a little bit of and then like a pretty lip color.
It's trying too hard.
That's literally what I was about to say. It's a little bit of pick me, try hard, and notice me.
Makeup tutorials...
I think she's felt a little... Now, for every once in a while, or that even at night, like she was wearing maybe a pink dress at night, and you want to do, I'm all about doing cool makeup and also doing makeup outside of the box and making it artistic. I love that kind of shit. So I'm not dogging that. But this is like her daily.
This is her day look.
This is her 10 a.m. We're going to coffee.
See her at 10 a.m. Exactly.
And I just think, I also think you've already done this. You're only there for 3 weeks. Show him a different side with your makeup. Show different parts of yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's,
And so he also says.
It'll look better
I
on
her. Never have asked.
You asked. It's also her skin color. She's fairer. Like that pink and blues can sometimes not be a complimentary color for people with you and I skin tone. Now, on a black woman, I think this would look stunning. So it's also
it's almost looked like if it was blue or green, it'd be a little more contrasting. And it wouldn't look so, I hate to say this, but cosplay. That's kind of what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
Anyway. He's basically, that's where she talks about, I feel bad she's not with her the most romantic time. It's like, but in person, I don't know what it is. Here's the thing. It was because you're obsessed with American media and you're obsessed with your hot American dream girl. You did not realize that just like you watch television and film and think that is a little bit of, this is what America is like, or this is what people who are from America are like. You have this idealization of that. Mm-hmm. And he shows up and he's like, why don't I feel the same way? When I was like, I was watching her on television. I really think that's it.
I think that's a lot of it.
He's like, he's like, these guys, they're like the Smurfs. Again, this idea.
Again, current references only is big shit. When he said the Smurfs, I went, wait a minute. No one references the Smurfs except for us.
So we get there and his three friends, Yakov, Martin and Bruno are there. Martin is hot. Holy shit.
Bruno is hot just because he's 6'7". And I need to know.
It's big.
We need to know, y'all. His hands look big. I don't know if I could have sex with him, though, because that would be, it would be weird. It'd be like I've actually never fucked a mat. I've made out with a Matty before, but I've never fucked a mat. Oh, wait, no. I did have one with a guy that I came in his eye that kicked me out of his apartment. but I didn't like, but it's like I was Bruno. So how could I?
When you played him as a mascot. You weren't
I wasn't playing. I wasn't. When I dressed up, when I become a mascot, became a longhorn. I became a lone grovite longhorn.
You know you're in a cloth suit, just for clarification.
It was cowhide. Thank you very much. The horns were made out of leather. They looked real. All I'm saying
I'm sure they did.
When I've just heard, like
that costume would stink. Just being worn after year after year after year.
I washed it weekly. I just don't like if I was with him, like what, as he's pounding me, would I just start like by instinct going B-R-U-N-O, Bruno, Bruno, Bruno. I would start doing cheers. I couldn't do it. I'm too close to it.
I think that's really specific to you.
Know?
Well, good
didn't
to know.
Stop me from sharing.
I would fuck Martin in a second. In a Croatian minute.
Ooh, everything can change.
And it would.
I think I would still do it just to know. Yeah, go ahead.
I think we've moved on. So they're like, the guys there are busting his balls. Like, yeah, looks like you got catfished. Did he tell you his real height? And then, so he's like, what kind of girls? She goes in. What kind of girls did he date in the past?
Well, and they bring it up. His ex looked just like you.
Yike. And she's like, am I a replacement? That is so... That is such a Darcy thing to say.
Very Darcy adjacent.
And the friends even say, she's way out of his league.
Yeah, they say that about y'all. Because remember, he lives with his mother. I don't think he has a real job. He just plays basketball and doesn't make a lot of money from that.
No, he plays. He said he's semi-professional. We think he does pickup games.
Yeah, we've only seen him. This is like the Croatian version of White Men Can't Jump. He's just playing on like an asphalt field. But they're all white.
Bruno can't jump.
Bruno can't jump.
Because he's 6'7".
He doesn't have to.
Harder to break off the ground. So he's basically saying, he's like, you told me. He's like, is there they say, how's their chemistry? He's like, oh, it's good. And she's like, that's interesting because you told me the exact opposite. And then she's like, he made me cry. This is where you can tell she's angry at him. And it's not, and she can't help herself from talking to the friends about it. And this is never going to help anything get better, y'all. She just needed to kind of sit there and listen. And she's like, he hasn't even kissed me. I don't feel chemistry. He says, I don't feel chemistry, and I'm not going to run into something.
Go ahead.
She says, so be honest. Is he being this way because he has feelings for his ex or what? And I went, and the men just go, blink, 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 blink.
Blink. Yeah, they're like,
To be honest, we've never really thought that hard about it.
Is it something else? She said, well, I'm only here for 3 weeks. And he's like, well, you know that I'm traditional. And Martin's like, well, are you just wasting her time while she's here? Yeah, and Bruno's like, good God, just lock yourself in the apartment for 24 hours and work it out. They are reading him down.
Bojo says, you just need to sit next to the sea and watch the sunset and breathe.
He's like, you're a little rushed sometimes.
I would say this. I had 3 weeks with him, I would throw a drink in his face.
What would you say if someone said, Poodle, you're a little too rushed sometimes?
I would say that again with me shoving my fist in your mouth.
Okay.
I'll show you rushing.
Okay. But he said that, though. You're a little rushed too much. And his friend looked at him and said, such bullshit.
Yeah. She said, I only have 3 weeks.
And the other one's like, you can't do this to a person. This is terrible to do.
And then basically, y'all, then she says, I wouldn't have come here if I would have known I was going to be friend zoned. He said, after tonight, I think it's best if you spend more time alone here.
And he's like, and I don't want, because he said in really a passive aggressive bitch way, he said, I don't want to keep you like a pigeon in a cage.
Yeah. Y'all.
And that, of course, she's like, I'm done, as she should be.
How do you come back from this? I don't know if I could be with someone who talked to me like that.
No, I agree. I agree.
Even though he's trying, you can tell he's trying. It's almost worse because he's trying not to be an asshole, but he's coming off like one.
And he does, because when he saw her earlier, he's like, oh my God, you look amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, friends don't comp, like, so I think
he's not into her.
He's not into her. He's just not that into her. And that's okay, but not when
I'm sorry to interrupt you. By the way, I said that book was by a woman. That was by a man that he's just not into you. Greg Barrett. I apologize for saying that.
I'm sure he's wonderful.
He's a comedian. You know, he was around in like the early 2000s. I'm sure he's doing something.
I'm sure he's doing something now. Anyway, y'all, it's not good.
She gets up and leaves.
Let's move on to Faith and Lauren, shall we?
Sir, we have your test results, and apparently, this is the technical term for it, you have the disease of the whores.
Yeah. Bacla!
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh, boy. Okay,
what the fuck is this motherfucker wearing?
I literally was about to stop. You know what he's wearing? He's wearing something that makes him look rich. Like he has
Is that it?
He does. He thinks he's wearing his shirt and a tie and he's doing this so that way the family's going to, the family doesn't know he has $46 to his name.
I wrote down, my grandmother had a blouse just like this one.
My grandmother wore a tie just like that to my sister Cousin's wedding.
Yellow tie. I cannot picture a scenario where I would ever wear a, what I would call Tweety Bird yellow tie.
I could see you doing it on a...
It's not gold.
I could see you doing it on a party that is a Dick Tracy theme.
Even then, I would choose a different color.
Well, because didn't Dick Tracy wear a yellow tie? I think he did.
Was that yellow?
We wore the yellow coat. I love Dick Tracy.
Was it a red tie?
He wore a red tie with a yellow coat. Yes.
Yes.
I should watch that movie again. I haven't seen it in years. I wonder if I still like it.
Sondheim score.
I loved it as a child.
So
you were in high school when it came out.
And the hat. No, I wasn't. And this hat, he just looks like such an asshole. They're buying gifts for her family. So dried squid and a broom. And
hopefully an antibiotic for him.
Gotta do something for the disease of the whores. And he's like, hopefully if it goes well, I get out of the friend zone. The mom, she basically says, my mom lives with her sisters and the two twin siblings, the two boys. And she's like, I've never brought home a man before. And their opinion is very important to me. So we meet Abigail, the brothers Darwin, and I think it's Doreen.
I didn't get the name of the guys because they never said anything.
Pastorlita. And we also meet her other sister, who says, this is my trans sister.
I went, oh, that's wonderful. At first I was like, this is wonderful because you have somebody in your family. And then later I wanted that sister to shut up.
What? Why do you say that?
Because,
but don't you think she was just speaking from her own experience?
She was speaking from I want to talk. I think that's a good conversation to have because we don't know the culture there. But it does make me. It did feel I got the feeling like of saying like this is the best you're gonna get. So
I totally agree.
I hated that.
I was sad to hear it, but I totally understand it.
No, I understand it too. Yeah. But that's why. Like, I don't think she meant it in a malice way.
No,
but it's.
It was a sad conversation. It was sad to see how Bea how bleak she thinks her situation is. But and I think it's realistic.
I think there's a lot of realism. Yeah, but Lauren's the best. Lauren,
I think it's so interesting of just the concept of gender in the Philippines because how the mom can talk about, you know, she's not a girl, right? Mm-hmm. But I think it's that, and also because it's not as strict as ours. Like, mm-hmm. they almost have a third gender, mm-hmm. And people acknowledge it, mm-hmm. and it's still not like completely accepted, mm-hmm. but it's not as rigid of ours, mm-hmm. as ours. So I think that gives a little bit more. It's almost like, in a weird way, it makes almost like a third class. Mm-hmm. You're able to live, you're accepted in some ways, but in other ways you have to take, like the sister, like Bea says, you kind of have to take the scraps of what you can get. But it's very different and we don't even in American society, we don't even have that, like indigenous peoples have like two-spirit and things, mm-hmm. like that. We have nothing like that.
Oh no, no. Yeah. Those colonists got rid of that real quick. Real quick.
In more ways than one.
Yeah. Her family though seems lovely and they sit and Faith talks about when I was younger, I saw my sister put on makeup and I thought maybe that can help me be myself too. So, and they're sitting down and things are going well. Mom calls him guapo, calls him handsome. They're eating. What did you think about the way Lauren eats?
Holy God, could he get worse? Every time I went, this motherfucker. Okay, he holds up. He holds.
This is why I started to write stuff, and I went.
You knew I was going to handle this.
Just I'm like, let Poodle leave handle this to it. Me.
Leave this to me.
If you did not watch, I'm going to need to describe to you mm-hmm. how Lauren eats food.
Mm.
Where it's almost like he held his plate up on one hand, mm-hmm. even level with his mouth, and shoveled the food in so it's level mm-hmm. off his plate. Almost like he's touching the edge of the plate with his mouth.
Yes.
I've never seen that before.
I've seen people eat, come off a dick that way, but not food.
Well, how else do we come off a dick?
That's how you do it.
Yeah, but you bring it level, and then you shovel it in the mouth.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you do.
Yeah.
You don't do that. And y'all.
You don't do that with rice.
He's shoveling it in with a fork. So it's not like there's not utensils or anything.
It was
egregious.
I had just never seen. Now, what's interesting is if you're eating rice in a Chinese, in China, you can hold the bowl closer to your mouth with chopsticks. Yeah. You can do that. But I've never seen someone bring the plate, even with their mouth,
mm-hmm.
to the same height as his gob.
He doesn't even hunch over. It's straight up. He's sitting straight up.
He is erect.
Spine is erect and just right there, like just,
It kind of broke my brain. I had to think for a minute and like, did that just happen?
I just wrote why, ... Poodle.
Is there just going to be like what other fucking thing is this going to guy have? We already know he wants to marry her mom from that. That's the thing.
Yeah.
What more? It's almost what like more? We're being punked weekly. What more can we do to Faith? So
Andy said the food was bland.
And he's like, flavors aren't the ones I would have chosen.
Just say it's really good. Even off camera, just lie about it.
I completely agree. At least he ate it.
He ate the pork.
So,
God, that was a great episode.
Larry, eat the pig.
Eat the pig, Larry.
No, I don't want it.
Filipino Cupid.
Filipino Cupid. So it's 6 months ago. They've met 6 months ago and they're like, what's your status? They're like, she goes, we're friends. It's like, I want us to get to know each other more.
And she says it, but you can tell
they're confused because they know their boyfriend and girlfriend.
It's the whole family kind of turns their head like curious dogs, like, huh? And no, Lauren knows this is weird too, because the way she's acting, y'all, she's not saying they're boyfriend, but the only thing. But they're traveling together. Yeah, they're going around together. They're doing all the boyfriend-girlfriend things.
Him.
They're just not
this
fucking.
This is to punish him.
Yeah. So even the family's like, really? Come on.
This is Faith, they're thinking. So the mom says, do you love Faith? He's like, yes, I love Faith. She's like, she's not a girl, you know? And he's like, yep, I know that. And this is when it gets, there's something that was trying to be affirmative, but it just doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
Like he's like, yeah, I only love trans women. And I'm like,
he's like, why did that? And there's women. I only love trans women.
No regular women. No boys. Only trans women.
Think about if he said like just a race. Like I only love, you know. It would be weird.
Well, it's just the very affirmative way he said it.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh. And I also wrote down. Remember when he said, "I'm gynosexual." I'm attracted to anything, anyone, anytime anyone is feminine. Obviously, that's been abandoned now.
Yeah.
Because he didn't talk about it. He's like, no regular women, no boys, only trans women. It's such a creepy thing to say out loud, like it is a good thing that you're talking about it.
Well, you know what bothers me about it, too?
Weirdly, I think the family said, oh, that's good.
I think they look at it because, you know what? We're trying to do, and I think in this country and other parts of the world, it's like, don't see trans people as, I mean, it depends. Some trans people want to be seen as a trans man or trans woman. And I have some friends that are like, I'm a woman. I want to be seen as a woman. And so that's what kind of raised the hair in my little bit. It's like some of these people, but we're also dealing with the culture of, we don't understand or know a lot about the ladyboy culture.
Yeah.
Which
this is what I was talking about. Yeah, kind of a third gender. Here,
yeah. It's a whole, it's a very different way for, and I actually think that's great. I actually liked them. Yeah. So like
it's just really, it's a strange thing. We're going, ugh. But in a weird way, he's saying what the family wants to hear.
Yeah. I think a lot of it too is it's coming from Lauren.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think that's why it feels creepy. But in a weird way, this is affirmative.
No,
for Faith.
Very much. No, it Susan, because the mom, you know, Faith says, like, my family just wants to make sure this is a big deal, and they want to make sure that everything is okay. Mm-hmm. And so the sister says, does your family know you love her? And Lauren's like, my mom doesn't like that I like trans people at all. And he said, I love Faith. She is my new family. That's who I want to be with. She has to say yes. And then Bay immediately goes, well, for me, it's yes. Or Bea, I'm sorry. Yeah. Bea, it's like, for me, it's yes. I was like, get off his dick. It's your sister's boyfriend.
I was kind of like, okay. Now something is like, for me, it's a win for me.
That's why ever dating a hot guy, I never introduce him to Poodle.
Remember, Bea doesn't have as many options where she lives.
Yeah.
So I think you need to think about Faith's living in Manila.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if we lived back in South Carolina or Oklahoma and somebody brought their gay boyfriend, we would try to jump all over him.
I would start drooling.
I would be like that horny blonde from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. Ellie Mae Clampett?
Yes.
She wasn't really horny, though.
Was she? I thought one of them was real horny.
I think you're thinking of Petticoat Junction.
Possibly. Petticoat Junction. Yeah, probably.
But yeah, we would be, I'd be like, I would be like, if he doesn't want you, if he doesn't want you, I do. I totally understand Bea.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. Yeah.
And that's why when she said what she said, I did not bat an eye because that's her reality.
Mm-hmm.
And Faith's saying, yeah, but I don't want to do that. Later on, they say, where was it? What was she talking about? She says they're all charmed by him, but they don't know what's going on. And she's like, I want to tell my sisters, but not tonight because I'm worried they might change their opinions after I tell them about the STD and the cheating. So
which, speaking of,
the next day he's getting food somewhere and she's spending time with her sisters. And he's like, her family seem to like me. But for sure she's going to tell him about the sleeping with other people and the gonorrhea. Though his delivery in his interviews is just so... it's so blunt and kind of careless. It's they're always disturbing for me.
Poor Sean Robinson.
It's going to extra long pastoral conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So Faith is with her sisters and she said, I'm still nervous to trust him. They ask him about calling her a friend instead of a boyfriend. And she's like, I'm embarrassed because I don't want to tell you. And the sisters lean in and go, we're not judgmental.
Not at all.
They lean in. And she's like, well, he has the disease of the horse. And y'all, that's when Bea mugged. I sent it to everybody in Slack. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. It was the shot of the night.
It was just, ooh.
Ooh. And then you saw her be okay with it later on. She's like, nah, that happens to everybody. But
Faith explains what happens.
That he had sex with other people and he thinks it's okay. But he said he has to get back my trust. But she says he's sweet, kind, respectful, and I still haven't decided. And Bea's like, well, if you probably in your situation and a foreigner were into me, I'd go for it.
She said I think a lot too, the way she came, it was just felt, I mean, it's true. I guess scarcity is a real thing, but that's just the energy. Cause she said, you're running out of time. And she said, you know, it's hard for us to find a guy And if he's kind and he's generous and he came all this way to travel for you, she said, the goal is getting an American man.
Yes, to bag one.
I actually think they would have less of a problem that he is an STD and more of a problem when she tells them he wants to live there and not take her back to the US.
They're gonna hate that.
Then sis ain't gonna like that.
No, true. That'll be a deal breaker.
I think so too.
And Abigail says, I'd have to think about it. And then Bea says, in kind of a heartbreaking moment, she says, it's because you're not gay. You don't understand where I'm coming from. And you just go, this is moments where this show can just kind of stop you and really just create an empathy that you didn't think that you in a part of a story that you didn't think you were going to have. Mm. And even the sister went, oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. And so I completely understand Bea here. And she's basically being realistic because Faith is the one who's being unrealistic.
Yeah, I would be interested to talk to or know more about other trans. I don't want to like encapsulate all of the experience of being a ladyboy in the Philippines with these two, this is the first time we've ever had this. So, I wonder like if people that grew up or in like Manila, like have a different experience.
Well, that's what
I'm saying.
Yeah. This is Faith is in Manila. They are in this tiny, small town, this tiny place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's going to be zero opportunities.
Because she says, Bea says, remember, we are not girls. And Faith says, yeah, but we have the right to be loved.
Yep.
And she said, I don't want to be with someone just because he loves me if he still is a cheater.
Yeah, and we're settling with someone. That's the key word.
Which, good for her.
I know. And I think that's Faith's experience. It is not Bea's experience.
They're going to be together, y'all. I guarantee you they're still together at the reunion. Yeah. I guarantee.
Yeah. That's the thing. I think Faith says what she wants. She wants, but I don't know if she can actively break with thinking like Bea's because that's how she was raised.
Yeah. And it's not going to be good whenever he gets over the disease of the whores and they do have sex because then she's going to find out he has a big dick.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Oh, wow. That's the show.
I'm back to that feeling of when I saw Brian and Ingrid. that is the show, everybody.
That first bite of Taco Bell.
We took you back full circle. That is your episode. That is your B90 for the week, y'all. So leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen to. If you want to listen to the show without any commercials, you can join the $8 tier of RG+. That's on patreon.com/realitygaze or realitygaze.supercast.com or on Apple subscriptions. You can just click that subscribe button and that will give you all those episodes as well. Anything else, Poodle?
That's it.
All right, y'all. That's it. We hope you have a good week. We will see you at the Toe Tell All. Until then, We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes, and if you treat your food like it's you're shoveling your food like it's a bulldozer filling a ditch, don't call us.
Don't call us.
And you need to fix yourself. You need to really think seriously about how you eat your food.
We're going to bring it back. You may want to process that.
You may want to process that.